This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2120. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 6th, Afghanistan, Alaska, Antarctica, Brazil, Cuba, Czechia, East Turkestan, Ecuador, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, Guatemala, India, Korea, North and South, Kuwait, Liberia, Mexico, Myanmar, Papua New Guinea, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Zambia, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer from his latest week-long de-expedition at Haida Gwaii Island, British Columbia. Walt Somniv reports on Afghanistan Non, Radio Afghanistan International on 7600. He tuned in January 2nd at 0255 and found there were actually two transmitters on the air, one on exactly 7600 and the other one 7599.93. The off-channel was more powerful and an open carrier, while the other one was carrying some programming weekly. At 0300, the stronger one came to life, with programming presumably in Pashto, and the weaker co-channel remained on the air until 40 seconds past 0300. There was a nice idea in English at 0316 as Radio Afghanistan International. No mention of television. The off-frequency one is listed as Tashkent Uzbekistan transmitter, 100 kilowatts, 236 degrees, from 03 until 13, while the other one, on the same, almost the same frequency, Govar, Armenia, 100 kilowatts at 100 degrees, from 13 until 03. Also, he heard January 3rd at midnight 15. Excellent reception with the ID as Radio Afghanistan International. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, notes that the number one transmitter at KNLS Alaska is out of service from January 1st. That's the one mostly in Chinese between 08 and 16 UT on a variety of 7 or 9 megahertz frequencies. But it also affects one broadcast in English, the hour at 12, on 9580, when I believe transmitter 2 is still running in English. Mentioned last week, LRA 36 Antarctica kept showing up well into the summer on Wednesday, the last Wednesday in December. However, on January 5th, checked at 1428 via remotes in South America, I could not hear it. Manuel Mendez says, I guess the 2021 staff have left Esperanza Base, and it will be a while before the new staff start transmitting again. But we might keep checking because there have been surprises before. Of course, the frequency is 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Eike Bierwirt in Germany, compiler of extremely useful shortwave frequency references, lists by frequency and by time, says he has now finally had time to do some monitoring of his own, but using remote receivers since the noise level at Wiesbaden is intolerable, and reports a number of Brazilian catches, starting with an unofficial one on 5900, Radio Casa, AME, December 30th at 1952, unknown to him, turned out to be a pirate with Brazilian and Anglo pop music, quite pleasant to listen to. They have a parallel frequency of 7455 and a second channel with different music on 8000 kHz, which IDs as Radio Casa 8000. He heard them all via remote in São Paulo State. Then Roger listened to their webcast and caught this ID, Emissora do Grupo Linear Comunicações, Amparo São Paulo, Brasil. The name of that company is LINIER. While the 31-meter band frequency of Radio Voz Missionaria keeps drifting upwards beyond 9666, their other frequency on the 49-meter band has been drifting downwards. Ica measured it on 5938.95, December 30th at 2006 with a song in English. The trend may be downwards, but when I measured it, January 6th at 0712, it was just a tad higher, 5938.961, and very much splashed by WWCR. Back to Ike Bierwirt's monitoring via remote in Brazil on 6080 Rádio Marumbi, December 30th at 2018 with Christian programming. But the signal creates strong spurs wobbling around 6035.5 and 6124.5, with a scratchy sound but enough to identify as parallel. Here's another Brazilian not reported for quite a while. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, I presume logging in the NASA flysheet on 6105, Rádio Canção Nova. This was December 29th at 0629, in Portuguese with music and religious message. Something's always wrong at Rádio Cuba. Despite January 1st being an important revolutionary anniversary, Rádio Rebelde was missing January 1st at 0733 on 5025. Normally it's on 24 hours. It was back on by the next night, but on January 4th at 0225, I noted its signal was much weaker than the other Cubans on 60 meters, 4765, and 5040. No more long wave or medium wave from Czechia since the end of the year, as promised by the authorities. Richard Langley was listening to 639 and 270 kilohertz via remote receivers and recorded the final broadcast. They cut off abruptly at 23 UT, as also heard remotely by Stephen Luce in Texas. They were promoting FM, DAB, and online streaming as alternatives. Well, this only concerns the official Czech radio. Actually, there remains some private medium wave, according to a DPA story via Mike Terry and Mike Cooper, such as Radio Impulse. It doesn't mention a frequency, but it's in the handbook as Radio Český Impulse, with several transmitters on 981 kHz. While trying to avoid logging China, Ike Bierbert nevertheless ran across an interesting frequency from what used to be called China Radio International. Actually, it's from East Turkestan, land of Chaikom imperialist genocide. 17950 kHz, December 30th at 0757, in English, parallel to 17670. Yes, it turns out to be a leapfrog mixing product with the other frequency 17490, 230 kHz beyond. So it can also leap in the other direction, check 17260. As noted in IRCA DX Monitor and then checking the New World Radio TV Handbook, in Ecuador, many medium wave stations have new call signs. These have changed since the previous edition. The old format was HC plus two letters plus one number. But now some, but not all medium wave stations there have call signs of HCO plus three numbers. For example, HCO026 on 1550, La Voz del Triunfo. We wonder why they made this change and if all Ecuadorian stations are eventually going to such call signs. It certainly makes them tougher to brand. On January 4th and 5th, checked during the 21:15 sesquihour in English, Radio Cairo was no longer to be heard, slightly below 9900. Which had been on the air with terrible or no modulation. So, possibly, NMA got our message to turn it off until and unless it could be fixed. But then on January 6th, Dan Robinson was still hearing their Albanian service on 9440 from 1555 until off about 1601. Music modulation and studio announcer were way below the huge hum on the frequency. Though the actual audio sounded clearer than usual with no distortion. Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea had not been heard on one of their ham band frequencies, 7140, for about a month, but Manuel Mendez in Spain says it was being heard again December 31st at 1745 to 1801, and also reported January 1st by Walt Samaniev in BC at 1744. A newish clandestine for Eritrea, Dan Robinson reports, on 11690 via Madagascar, signing on at 18 UT, January 1st, and off abruptly at 1858. It had been mentioned at the WRTH FB as Radio Erisat, E-R-I-S-A-T in caps, as in Eritrea satellite. It was going to start January 1st at 18 to 19 in Tigrinya on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Last week we read a press release from Channel 292 about a lawsuit involving their competing German station, shortwave service, about being jammed. That is, Channel 292 said it was being jammed by shortwave service on 3955. However, this is a matter of some dispute, led to a lot of discussion, as there has been CW jamming reported on 3985, the shortwave service called Crekel frequency. In fact, via the British DX Club, Niels, DO6AN, copied the CW message on 3985, carrying out jamming there. It said, Kyle Krekel is jamming other radio stations for many years. Last time, December 27th. Please stop jamming other stations in future. Thank you. I have no idea who's in the right or the wrong from this point of view, or there could be third parties involved, but here's what Christoph Ratzer, the DXer in Austria, says. There's a court ruling that states exactly the opposite of what is said. The operator of Channel 292 had to bear all the costs of the court proceedings, but we will never know what is really being played here. And a pirate complained about being disturbed by a licensed station on the 60-meter band. That says a lot. That was mystery radio. A low point for shortwave in Germany. One does not need to be surprised if nobody listens anymore. Central America's last shortwave station, Radio Verdad, Guatemala, is still gone from shortwave 4055. Manuel Mendez has had correspondence with Dr. Madrid, head of Radio Verdad, and it seems he's still very much involved in what he thinks will get its signal out all over the world via some satellite hookup. We think he's falling for a scam, but here's part of what he says. How it works. With a special transmitter, we will send our audio signal to four satellites. There are countless shortwave antennas installed all over the world, owned by a multinational company, which is renting its services from us or to us. Those antennas will launch the shortwave signal in your area. Such things are entirely doable. I am confident it will work well for us. An engineer came from Mexico, the son of the engineer who has participated with the Euro-USA Shortwave Alliance. Last major domestic shortwave signal from India, Jaipur, All India Radio on 5040, was still being heard toward the end of 2021. However, on January 1st, Joe's Jacob says, off the air today, only medium wave and FM frequencies are announced at sign-on. It had signed off at 1835 with an extended New Year program, a DX India exclusive. All India Radio soon confirmed that it had permanently closed down, as well as others, New Delhi on 6030 and 6100, and Srinagar, Kashmir on 4950 and 6110. And that appears to leave only one domestic shortwave transmitter still on the air, Le, on 4760. It was still being heard on January 1st, says Joe's Jacob. Le in Ladakh State was also heard on January 2nd by Wolfgang Büschel monitoring via Delhi remote at 1320 UT, measured 1 sesquikilohertz below 4760. Still off the air are the Sikkim channels. Joe's Jacob updates AIR info almost every day at his VU2JOS site at QSL.net, showing, besides the ones we've mentioned, only these frequencies still active. In the daytime is on 6,000. The rest are external services on the higher bands. New Delhi on 9875, 9950, 11560, and 11590. Bengaluru on 9620, 11560, 13710, 13795, and 15030. Getting back to the final broadcast of AIR Jaipur on 5040, Walt Simon of NBC happened to be listening to that, the New Year's Eve celebration, UT December 31st after 1800, and hearing the actual arrival of the New Year in India at 1830, but they went off the air at 1835. He says, I'm fortunate to have heard Jaipur live through New Year's and the end of their transmission a few minutes later. On the other hand, Mike Cooper forwards a story from United News of India. AIR doubles broadcast time in 6 neighborhood languages, including Mandarin. The others Dari, Pashto, Balochi, Nepali, and Tibetan. These will be available every day for 1 sesquihour each in the morning and evening. However, nothing about shortwave. They do say these services will be available on YouTube, News On Air app, DD Friedish, and the website newsonair.gov.in. Meanwhile, any English from AIR continues to be accidental. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the Tibetan service, starting at 10:45 UT January 3rd on 11589.8 variable, was actually on the air as early as 10:32 in English. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2120. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chris Krug in Tulsa, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. As mentioned last week, Shokaze or Sea Breeze from Japan about North Korean abductions normally is in English on Wednesdays only at 13 to 14 UT on 6085, but was in a special Japanese broadcast the last Wednesday in December. However, the first Wednesday in January, they were still not in English, but instead in Korean. So, Ron is wondering, will they resume English henceforth? We recall several months ago they switched the weekly English broadcast from Thursday to Wednesday. As of Monday, January 3rd, Ron Howard also notes the jump-around frequencies of the clandestine from South to North Korea Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH. Should be good through January 9th, 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100, as monitored at 10:05 UT. Meanwhile, the other station, Voice of the People, did not change frequencies. Voice of Freedom had been clear of jamming on 5920, but January 6th suddenly went back to their alternate frequency, 6045, starting at 0753 UT, despite the super jamming from North Korea, which had stayed on 6045. In the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Australia reports on Kuwait. 15461.79 variable, December 28th at 0538 in English to Europe. It's supposed to be on 15440, but way off frequency again. December 29th at 0630, it had wobbled its way down more than 30 kHz to 15429.5, but within 10 minutes had fallen further to 15426.5 with the added bonus of distorted audio. It's been like this for months. I wonder when they will fix it. Wolfgang Büchel reports, ELWA Liberia, January 4th and 5th, after 07 UT, measured 27 or 28 hertz below 6050 with a tiny signal. So that may be my only way to identify the JBA carrier I hear by its frequency offset. However, Art Delibere in Maryland says he had a good signal from ELWA January 4th at 2220 and will sign off just after 2230 with HCJB heard in the background. The CIDX Messenger, a story from Radio Reporter blog dated November 7th, referring to an article on the website of CIRT, the Mexican National Chamber of the Radio and Television Industry, about pirate radio on the rise in Mexico, many run by organized criminal groups to communicate with each other or by religious sects, pressure organizations, or to generate mobilization. It's estimated there are at least 500, says Carlos Ponce, director of IFT. 60 were seized in 2021, bringing to 350 out of 657 checks carried out the number of deactivations in the last 7 years since the start of inspection activity. 60% of illegal radio stations are concentrated in the corridor running from Guadalajara and Bajio to Oaxaca, the other 40% in the north of the country. I suppose most or all of these are on FM or AM, not shortwave. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports a good signal from the new clandestine from Myanmar via the UAE on 17730, heard at 12 to 13 UT, January 1st in Burmese. It's Mizima Radio, M-I-Z-Z-I-M-A. Ron Howard in California says Papua New Guinea seems to be very silent on shortwave, besides no signals being heard for months from One Talk Radio Light 7325. December 30th at 11:04, he checked other PNG frequencies for NBC, 3260 and 3325, and others, but still no results at all. Then Radio Fly had planned to be back on the air by the end of 2020, but still nothing on its former frequencies, 3915 or 5960. In the medium wave circle, Bjarne Mjelde says the superpower transmitter in Saudi Arabia on 1440 is off the air, apparently the last confirmed reception was December 5th. So that's good news for lower-powered 1440s in Europe. In January, Asian DX Review, an announcement reproduced from Solomon Islands Broadcasting for its rural listeners. 5020 expected to be on the air at the following times converted to UT, 19 to 22 and 05 to 12. But Ron Howard says still nothing from either December 31st at 10:35. In New Zealand DX Times, Jim Stewart in Auckland reports the Turkish State Meteorological Service in English with a computer-generated male voice in marine weather. Scheduled to start at 18:20, but not on until 18:22, and off at 18:43, December 30th. It was preceded by weather in Turkish. Oh, what's the frequency, Glenneth? 8812. He doesn't say if it's in USB. Medium wave developments in Ukraine. From Deneb Radio DX via Rusty X, Alex Miatlikov in Ukraine says, planned from January 1st for financial reasons, broadcasts of the first channel of Ukrainian radio at 549 kHz have been discontinued. And in the new year, 648 kHz will only be available from 13 to 17 UT. Michel Frémy in Belgium tells us the medium-wave transmitter of Army FM, the station of the Ukrainian Army, has been testing since December 26th with 10 kilowatts on 810 kHz. The transmitter is located west of Donetsk. That, of course, is the region threatened by Russian imperialism. It's a 190-meter high mast, already used by Army FM for FM on 92 MHz, also other TV and FM. Mauno Ritolo in Finland replies, I heard it first on 1 December at 1700, but I think it was off the air after then until just now. Cap'n Rick of Texas Radio Shortwave says they're testing for Europe during January on Saturdays at 11 UT on WRMI 15770 and 2 hours later at 13 on Channel 292 9670 with the same programs. On January 8th, it's the Yellow Rose of Texas, many versions of their theme song. On January 15th, the many radio voices of Dr. Tim, who just passed away. And on January 22nd, songs about Texas. And January 29th, coronavirus program recreation. It's not unusual for U.S. shortwave stations to be missing from their scheduled times and frequencies, such as WEWN December 30th at 15:40, off the air from 12:050, apparently due to storms over Birmingham. All four WWCR frequencies were missing January 5th at 04:25, but back by 06:02, and those cannot be blamed on storms. 3215 was unusually weak, and it's also not unusual for 4840 to be on the air after 0700, but with dead air. While some, and even I, noticed WTWW missing from 5085, January 3rd from 0315, while January 4th, 5830 WTWW was on but with dead air for at least a sesquihour from 0230. Maybe Ted Randall's not to blame for that, because when I was on WTWW, the programming of old Scriptures for America tapes and anything else was handled remotely by some guy in Pennsylvania. Can you imagine 1 megahertz from Seattle being anything but KOMO? January 1st, Radio Insight via Andrew Braid in the Medium Wave Circle notes a report that after 95 years, KOMO has been replaced with a new call sign, officially 30th December, KNWN, following sale of the station earlier last year. However, many people monitoring it report it's still been identifying for several more days as KOMO KOMO. Problem is, the TV station is still KOMO TV, but now separately owned, and it retains rights to those call letters. On January 4th and 5th, after 07 UT, I've heard WOAI San Antonio getting heavy interference from a gospel huckster I cannot know. That's got to be KFNW in West Fargo, North Dakota, not restricting its signal to the south at night like it's supposed to. A special medium wave DX test is scheduled from KQKD 1380 in Redfield, South Dakota, early Saturday morning, January 15th, from 06 to 09 UT. Including Morse code IDs, tone sweeps, etc. It's only 500 watts day power if that's what they'll be running, 142 at night, identifying as pure country 99.9, according to the NRC AM log. Strangely enough, its postal address is in Valley City, North Dakota, and its low power is directional night and day toward the northeast. Good luck. And in case you're hearing this in time, a reminder of another special medium wave DX test 1 week earlier, early Saturday, January 8th, from KJJR 880 in Whitefish, Montana, at 07 to 09 UT. Matt Kickbush in Milwaukee tells me of a format change on WJTI 1460. It's now smooth jazz, light adult contemporary. Before that, they were studying with Xmas music, and until December 17th, it was Radio Caliente, regional Mexican music. Medium Wave News in Britain reports on the call signs of three stations in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia have changed confusingly in the last month. 1650 WHKT and 1270 WTJZ swapped call signs on 5 November, moving WHKT from 1650 to 1270. Then, 2 weeks later on 19 November, 1270 WHKT and 1010 WPMH swapped call signs, moving WHKT once again, this time to 1010. Got that? The changes mean that 1650 X-band now uses the slogan Praise 92.5, 104.9, and 1650. We reach the end of the country alphabet, but time for one more report on a New Year's Day special from Ron Howard in California, Zambia, 5915, Radio 1, ZNBC 1. Heard from 0247 to 0415 UT, January 1st, with their usual New Year's Day special. Countless phone conversations, playing a lot of nice African music. At 0357, he was pleased to hear his favorite Happy Christmas, Happy New Year African song again. Fair reception, but not as good as on January 1st, 2015. A program I always enjoy. Now to Unidentifieds, on approximately 4096, January 5th at 0429, I was hearing some extremely slow Morse code sending TCO over and over, and then occasionally TE2 dash, much stronger than a trace of DW, the Desert Whooper, nearby. It's also been reported at HF Underground. It's missing for a few nights, but on January 6th, the radio teletype intruder was back in the 49-meter band on 6114. January 6th at 0706, when it was interfering with Nikkei Japan on 6115. I asked members of the UDXF IO group if anyone could identify it. Among others, JL263 in West Texas soon replied, 6114 has been on the air for a couple of days. I got a direction finding by TDOA close to NSY at Niscemi, Italy, NISCEMI. It's 75/850 using what appears to be KW46 type encryption. Oh, that would be a U.S. Navy station. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal reports on 6265.8, December 23rd or 24th, at 1642. Some music, maybe a pirate, but also airing numbers in English, followed by an interval signal of a utility station, which I seem to remember as being French, but not the one sending an accordion tune. It was a very weak signal. Remember to check our website, worldofradio.com, for, among many other things, an update to Alan Rose hit list and DXSWL and media program schedule. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels on January 11th, 12th, 15th to 18th, 23rd to 26th, and 28th to 29th, with ANK indices at 10 and 3, and active levels on January 16th, 12 and 4. Solar flux rising from 85 January 9th to a peak of 120 January 16th to 24th, and down to 90 by the 29th. That's World of Radio, 2120. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've found it informative, and will hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.